This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
9:20 Tuesday, the 15th of March, and of course you're listening to The Morning Run. Now, a quick update on the FBM KLCI, which is currently still in the red. It is down 0.67% to 1,556, which means that on a year-to-date basis, we are also underwater, no longer in the green, unfortunately. But one thing we want to turn our attention to is the construction sector, as the government has announced the implementation and revival of several mega infrastructure projects. In fact, the papers this morning, there's talk of the high-speed rail being resurrected again. But in the Greater Klang Valley, the cabinet has approved the MRT3 Circle Line, which was previously suspended by the Pakatan Harapan administration.
And this MRT3 project will connect to the existing MRT1 and 2 lines into one giant loop. And in the East Malaysia side, Prime Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri announced that the execution of the Sabah and Sarawak Pan-Borneo Highway will be improved by implementing additional work packages, which is to complement the Pan-Borneo Highway. The government also agreed to proceed with the Sarawak-Sabah Link Road and Trans-Borneo Highway projects. So will these mega projects revive the construction players, and who will stand to benefit?
For an outlook, we speak to Long Chi Wei, Senior Associate Director at Affin Hwang Investment Bank. Good morning, Chi Wei. Nice to speak to you again. Now, how do you think the construction sector actually performed in the fourth quarter or even the whole of 2021? Was there any observable trends or surprises?
Good morning, Xiaoning. Okay, it's the construction sector saw mixed fourth quarter results, mainly because of the pandemic lockdowns that were just lifted in November in most states. And also throughout the year, there were periodic lockdowns as well. So many were affected by operational and supply disruptions, even after the lockdowns were lifted, because remember, some of these steel companies and cement companies had to shut down for a temporary period as well. So there were some negative surprises. Some companies incurred construction losses, for example, WCT Holdings, as well as MRCB, for the companies that you cover. There were also positive surprises. So some saw higher profit margins on certain projects near completion, namely the MRT Line 2. For example, the Sunway construction actually benefited from that.
The last week, the cabinet gave the green light to implement the MRT3 Circle Line project. So who will stand to benefit from this, and when will this be reflected in the earnings?
In terms of the incumbent contractors, they would have a competitive advantage, especially if they are involved in the MRT Line 2 project, and they will likely benefit. So in terms of the upcoming bids for the MRT3 packages worth about 30 billion ringgit in total, I would expect the construction companies with strong balance sheets, for example, like MMC Gamuda, IJM Corp, Sunway Construction, will likely win main contractor packages. And as well, they would actually be required to provide contractor financing for the first 2 years of construction, based on my understanding of how it will be implemented. HSS could win engineering consultant packages in the second half of this year, whereas the tenders will likely be in fourth quarter 2021, and the construction contract awards will only flow through in 2022. So the earliest you'll see the earnings impact will be next year.
Okay, and what about East Malaysia? I mean, a lot of spending there. Who do you think will benefit? Because the East Malaysian construction segment is rather unique, right, in terms of the licensing. I think there's some, not every contractor can participate.
Yes, in terms of the contractors that are active in undertaking projects in East Malaysia and do have the approval to undertake these projects together with their local partners. So this would be those that are incumbent in undertaking the Pan-Borneo Highway Sarawak project, for example. So the likes of your WCT, Suria Capital, AQRS, Kim Lun, as well as Chai Mata will likely benefit from these projects.
As for the pipeline, what infrastructure projects could be a game changer for the construction sector?
Okay, in terms of the outstanding projects, basically the Rasa Water Treatment Plant that's about 2 billion ringgit, will likely be awarded in the first half of 2022. So the likes of your Taliworks, Gamuda and Celcon are potential beneficiary, as I understand they are some of the shortlisted bidders. There are also flood mitigation projects, which the government has said they will spend around 15 billion ringgit, maybe about 1 billion a year throughout the 10 to 15 year period to avoid the floods that we saw last year. And this could benefit the likes of your MRCB as well, HSS.
And ESG, very popular now. But which of the listed companies under your coverage are doing well to meet these standards? And maybe you can even tell us which players need to improve on their scores.
All right. In terms of the ESG, I think the ones that have a low risk rating relative to the rest are the likes of your AME Elite Consortium, Sunway Construction under our coverage. So a lot of them have made efforts in terms of like the social aspect to provide centralized worker quarters with reasonable facilities, reduce wastage in construction practices. The likes of your Gamuda has made a lot of headway in terms of coming out with their green plan. So I would think this would be the ones that are the best in class in terms of ESG.
What about rising raw material costs and labour shortages? Will this compress margins?
Okay, the high building material and fuel costs will actually compress margins for ongoing projects. We already seen the impact for some players in the fourth quarter. But in terms of the new projects, they would factor in the higher costs and that would be less impacted. So unless the building materials stay high, building material prices stay high for a prolonged period of time, then there is a further risk of margin compression. But in terms of the labor shortages, it remains a challenge, but the government has started to allow entry of vaccinated foreign workers. And with the reopening of borders on 1st April, then I believe they will be able to allow in.
So, Chi Wei, the $1 trillion question, what's your call in the sector and your top picks?
So I've been all in on the sector since August last year, a bit early, but at least now the infrastructure, mega infrastructure projects are flowing through now and the government is really looking seriously into reviving these projects and even talking about the high-speed rail. So I would believe the positive news flow on the rollout of new mega infrastructure projects, such as the MRT3, would be a positive catalyst for the construction sector. So my top buys are Gamuda, Sunway Construction and HSS Engineers, as they are in a strong position for bid for these projects.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Leong Chi Wei, Senior Associate Director at Affin Hwang Investment Bank, saying that the sector looks more promising. There are a lot of mega infrastructure projects going to be rolled out. The ones that we do know about, MRT3, for example, and the Pan-Borneo Highway. But interestingly, he highlighted two projects, maybe not so well known. One is the Rasa Water Treatment Plant, perhaps benefiting the likes of Taliworks and Celcon. And the other one, flood mitigation, right? Because we keep on seeing pictures of cars being trapped in water, houses underwater. Government going to spend 15 billion over 15 years, so 1 billion a year, maybe MRCB and HSS benefiting. What were your other takeaways, Jenny?
It's interesting to see because he has been overweight on this industry or this sector since August. And now that we are seeing the projects being announced and with the MRT3, which he said was the most promising one, I think that is very good to hear because especially for people like me, I would love to see the MRT3 in operation soon.
But you know one thing about the construction sector? It doesn't move on fact. It moves on news flow. So it'll be interesting to see the coming months before the awards are actually being awarded. In the meantime, there will be some interest on the construction names. And like I say, his top picks are Gamuda, HSS and Suncon. But that's all the business news we have for you. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.